The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara is discussing by us the Mishnah at the beginning of Perek Ha'isha, the next few blat, the sugis of a father shechting Karban Pesach Lebonov, and the Gemara says that the Karban Pesach is brought out by Bnoyu Bitei Aktanim, and it would seem that this is a din derais, that a cotton could be mitzarif to Karban Pesach. The Gemara brings a raya that he shechted on whichever son, Shammai no Yesh Brera. Then the Gemara says that the din of sela beis avos, which would teach us that you could shecht the Karban Pesach al hakotan, is only min de rabbonon. Tosfos Dibur Maskil de Bnoi Bitei Aktanim says, sorry, in Tosfos Dibur Maskil sela beis, mikol mokoim, Tosfos says, mishum de sela beis avos lav de reisa, which is the Gemara in the Dorm Daf Lamed Vav, that the sela beis avos that a father could shecht al bonov haktanim is only the rabbonon min de reisa, the ktanim are not monui on the Korban Pesach. They're not part of the Korban Pesach. And this is in the Rabbanon, the father's allowed Mishum Chinuch. Vim toim afrek toisviz, veheich machu Pesach shaloylem nuyov, nihi de kotn oichel neveilois. Even though a kotn is not mitzvah in mitzvahs, but the halacha is, ein bezin mitzumen latvishoy, and the mele, if he's not mechuyiv in mitzvahs, bezin is not mechuyiv to, for instance, if there's a kotn doing an aver, we're not mechuyiv to give him to give him corporal punishment until he stops, to lock him up until he stops doing that very. But the ma'isa lisfos loy biyadayim, to feed him biyadayim also k'damer pekherish. There's a sugi in Yevamos Daf Kuf Yudal, where the Gemara learns out that the pasuk that talks about machlos asus and pasha shmini loy soichlam, it could be read loy sachilam, do not feed them. There's not only an issue to eat machlos asus, there's an issue to feed machlos asus. Feeding to a gadol will be also only out to the even. So the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Yudal says this refers to feeding to a cotton. Zenisa deraisa, safinon. Vayimir read the hasem yafinim eloi soichlum, veloi also eladum yedishrotzim vinevelis, avakhi agavna di ikro chinuch mitzvah shavi. Taisa is a little bit vague. Taisa says that the din over there is an isra achilo, like nevelis shrotzim. Is the point that the eating of the Karban Pesach, even where Midaraisa is not part of the Karban Pesach, and there's a lav of somebody who's not money eating from the Karban Pesach, is the point of Tosfos that the lav of not eating from the Karban Pesach is not Dumya Dishrotzim, it's not Macholus Asuras? Or is the purpose of Tosfos, like the Tosfos says the last few words, where there's Chinuch, there you're allowed to be over it? The mashmo seems to be that the poskim bring it, that the purpose is chinuch, that the lav will not exist where there's a chinuch effect. There's a chinuch tayeles in having the cotton be mitzarev become part of the chabura of oichel korban pesach, and therefore there wouldn't be a lav that's tzarach upon him, an iser teira of safinun of feeding a child Machol Sasuris. The Mogen Avraham brings it that way, that the point is that mitzvah's chinuch is matir safinon, and there are cases in Hilchos Shabbos that way. One is not allowed to give a child to be Mechal Shabbos. By the way, let's point out, one's own child to be Mechal Shabbos is a problem of ato banecho, ato vincho bitecho avdecho vamasecho. One is not allowed to give malacha to do for one own child, not just because of the child, but because that's also a form of doing malacha, is having one's behemah, or one's child, or one's having one's shivcha, do malacha for oneself. For instance, if there's something that has to be done on Shabbos, there's a malacha that has to be done for a chayla. There was one time someplace where there was a malacha that had to be done. It was not an emergency that had to be done that second, but it had to be done. Obviously, instead of taking a gadol to do malacha Shabbos, they took a cotton. But what was not pointed out to them was that it was better to take somebody else's cotton. Somebody else's child would not have with it the issur of ato vanecho. So therefore, if one has to call, on Shabbos for an ambulance. Well, if you're calling for an ambulance for somebody that needs to get to the hospital in a hurry, you don't take any chances. You call. You run to the nearest phone. You don't give to any ketanim with somebody else's child. But where it's something that could wait, or where there's another malacha that has to be performed, then it's certainly better to use somebody else's child, not your own child. In any case, if Kivega asked the kasher over here, is it shaykh that mishum teyel is hachinuch? There would be a heter on a mitzvah, on a isidarais, is it isidarais ala sachilum? Not to feed machol sasuris. Is it shaykh that on isidarais there's a heter because of chinuch? The whole chinuch of its derais, the abon is not so pashut, but that chinuch should be doicha, an isidarais. So the answer that's given is that the Taisus is taka meduktik. Taisus says, more accurately, dumi deshratzim nevels. That means like this. The pasuk of the Elohim Sachilim is talking about Machol Sasuris proper, and we can explain that Machol Sasuris, besides for the Aveiro, the being over our Ritzonius Baruch, there's also something inherently wrong with eating Machol Sasuris. We call that Timtum Alev. Doing an act of Machol Sasuris is of the severity, not doing that, but giving the korban to eat is of the severity of an Issur D'oraisa. Masha'enkin Shari Surim, where there's no Machol Sasuris involved, it's not Timtum there, it's only the act of doing the Avera Kotan is Lav Bar Chiyuvim. So there the Isser of giving a Kotan to do a Maisa Isser, be it Chilul Shabbos or any other Malach or any other thing which is not Machol Sasuris, which is not Metamtim, it would only be Midirabonim. The emphasis is that there's an interesting Shaila on things that one is not allowed to eat, but it's not Shkotzim or Ramosim, the Velos or Trevis. Are they Metamtim Saleh? For instance, Chometz on Pesach. Last week it was a regular piece of bread. Is this week the piece of bread became a piece of Chazer? Or no? It's a piece of bread, but there's a violation of the Yom Tov, or eating on Yom Kippur, it's the same idea. There's nothing wrong with the food per se. What happened is only that it's a violation of the Yoyim. Is that Machol Sasuris that's Metamtim Alev? Yesh Lodin, if a person had Chelev, or a person had Chometz to eat on Pesach, which one should one feed to a Chelish Yesh Pesachon on Pesach? Chelev, which is in Issacharis, or Chometz? Why is he talking Chometz? Because Chelev is certainly Machol Sasuris, Dam is Machol Sasuris, Mashenkin Chometz on Pesach, why is he talking is not Machol Sasuris. Seems to be the mashmos of the Ran. It's a whole discussion. The Ran, the Dorm, the Zur Kivega that disputes the Ran. But the mashmos of the Ran seems to be the Korban Pesach. I'm sorry, that Chometz on Pesach is not Machol Sasuris. L'chayru also Korban Pesach, Shaloy Lemnuyev. Korban Pesach itself is certainly not Machol Sasuris. The Shaloy Lemnuyev is a violation on a person's chiyuv not to eat from that Korban Pesach. But is it Machol Sasuris per se? L'chayru not. If that's the case, then it's only Midirabon, and that's what this means to say. Then since it's not Dumi L'shrotzim V'nevelos, despite the fact that normally it would be also Midirabonon, but over here they will matter the Issur D'Rabbanan because of a Teyel HaSachinuch. Again, like we said, the sugya of Leisachilah, of Safinon B'yadayim is in Yevam Safkuf Yedalad, Lahazer G'doy L'malaktanim, the Rabban clearly over there in Yevam says that all these Surah Torah B'chlal, not just Dvarim HaMetamim, Shrotzim, Dvarim Tmeim, Rashi and Yuma Davayin Ches seems that way when we talk about fasting on Pesach. I'm sorry, fasting on Yom Kippur seems to be also the same thing. It's not Machol Sasuris per se. Actually, one could be Mechalim between Chometz and eating on Yom Kippur. The Chiluk is obvious. It's possible to understand that Chometz, when Pesach comes, becomes Machol Sasuris. It becomes Chazer for a week. Obviously, hasn't become Ois Chazer, which is maybe why this one Mandama holds, according to one Mandama, the Isser of Chometz Shalva Lava Pesach was Daraisa, maybe because something was Chal and it is Shem Isser, maybe. But Yom Kippur, it's hard to believe that that a cup of water on Yom Kippur is Machol Sasuris, that's Metamtim. L'chor, it's only an Isser Gavra, it's an Isser, it's a violation of the Yom Kippur, not a violation because of the tumah quality of the food. Let's just give a few more dugmas to this idea of safinim, just to get the idea. The Minchas Sinicha Mitzvah Lamed Beis asked the question. We pointed out that there's a Isser of Ato Vanecho. Who needs Ato Vanecho? What happened to safinon? Again, like we said, the Nafkamina is Pekuch Nefoshois doing with somebody else's child, but that's a mechitzkinik kasha. Midereisa, obviously there's a chilik, if you hold, not like the Ramban. If you hold that, like the Beis Yosef says in Shimon Gimel, that the Issa Safina midereisa, like we pointed out, can be doing Balash Narhez, it's only on Issum that Dumi the Makol Hazuz, that I'm a Tamtim, but other Loisesin, other Averis, there is no Safina midereisa, then the kasha is not shver, because midereisa there would not be an Issa of Atov and Echad, giving a child Malach to do on Shabbos. That's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. But merely you need a pasuk to tell you that Atov and Echad is an Issa D'Oraisa. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Resh Mem talks about not feeding a child out of the Sukkah. Midin what? Midin Safinon. What's interesting is the Magen Avraham himself in Resh Samech Tes in Hilchos Shabbos speaks about that there is no Issa to feed a cotton koidim kiddush. Quite common. Feeding a cotton out of the sukkah, before the family goes to the sukkah, you want to give a child to eat. Obviously, we've been talking about a cotton, that's a bar chinuch. Talking about the age of 6 or 7. Eating out of the sukkah is a violation of the mitzvah seib sukkah stage of Shavas Yom. Kiddush, the Shabbos, eating before Kiddush is also a ma'ase iser. And over there, the Magen Avraham says it's not a problem. The chiluk l'chayr is pashut. Eating out of the sukkah, at kama that a person eats out of a sukkah, it's a maisa iser. He's mavatl lase with a maisa. Eating before kiddush is only a bittel of the status of the kiddush being matter to eat. Well, what's the mitzvah say of kiddush? Mitzvah say of kiddush is that the to make a schira on Shabbos on the suda. That should be to bitzuruf with the suda. The mitzvah says not with the suda, the mitzvah d'abonah is with the suda, but the there's no maisa issa called eating before kiddush. It just means if a person eats before kiddush, the kiddush is not his, is not matter him achilo. So there, it would seem that the Magen Avraham held that cotton, one is allowed to give a cotton to eat, one is allowed to give a child to eat before kiddush. Out of a sukkah is problematic. If one has a 6 or 7 year old child that can't stay up, of course it's better to stay up, especially the first night of sukkahs, because of the specific mitzvah of eating a gezeis in the sukkah. But if one has a child before the shas ha mitzvah, before one is mekayim the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, one has a child and one wants to give the child to eat inside the house, it should be a problem, like the Magen Avraham says. Okay. There's another Gemara above Metziah Davayim. The Gemara says, Malvin Kaspe Yasmi Beribis. One is allowed to, the gizbo, the trustee of Moisi Simon, is allowed to lend out the money without a head to iska to others, ribis. The Gemara says that's only ribis there. Bono that they were matter, not ribis there. Raisa. Frek the Gemara. Lending out money of a cotton. Isn't there an issa safina biyadayim? You're doing that the cotton should be over an issa ribis biyadayim? You're lending out his money. So Taisa, the Gemara says, Yasmi da'achli da'lav ditu leizlu boso shavkayu. There's nothing. There's no issa being done by the fact that the ketanim are accruing the benefits, are getting the revach of the loan that was done to somebody. What's the kavana? So the Ritva explains that the apotropos is not over, the one of the trustee who's lending out the money, beribus is not over because it's not his money. The yisraimim are not the ones that are doing the lending out money, and they're not mechuyev mitzvahs. I, there's an issa of safina, says the Ritva, the Einze Bosa Nevelus Elosh Chutes, which sounds very much like we pointed out from the other Rishonim in Yevamis, that whenever something is not metamtein, it's not a macholus asus that goes into the goof, but it's also the maisavera, l'choyer the halacha will be that there will not be safina. Safina is only an issa cheftza, not an issa gavu, the issa is what the person is doing. The Rashba over the answers, in like we said in Bavitzir Dafayin, that the ribis, the issa ribis, is only by the giving over of the money with a commitment to pay ribis. Did the cotton give over the money and extract a commitment to pay? The cotton is sakakal only the recipient, his money. See, he, the shibur aguf is to him, and he gets the benefit of the money going to him. But did he actually hand over the money over there? There's no ribis. So again, we see the same point. Where there's a few different mahalchim, why are certain things yes also with the cotton, and certain things are not also, And like we saw in the Taisus, the criteria is that if it's not Dumya Din Veilois, then it's only Midirabon. If it's only Midirabonon, then Taisus says that there are certain Tzrochim which could be matter. These are some of the fundamentals on Mitzvah's Chinuch. Mitzvah Shem, the next show will continue.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.